Hello, and welcome to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show, aired every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Kat Cannabis is the international best-selling author of Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, and host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV show. Together, we will explore cutting-edge insights and philosophies in health, wealth, and relationships. Kat's guests will be ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Now, here is your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We had a little bit of trouble getting into the studio today, but it's amazing. Perseverance, it just always works. So you just don't give up. You just keep hanging up and redialing in. And I had to actually take my computer and move to another part of the house to get a strong enough signal to get into the studio. I'm up here in Cape Cod. I just got back from 2 weeks of traveling around Europe. It was absolutely gorgeous along the coast of France and the coast of Italy. And now in Cape Cod, we're having a major, major heat wave, which seems to be pulling a lot of the energy. And it seems to be causing us to have a bit of a brownout around the little island. So I'm glad none of you hung up. I'm glad everybody hung in here because we have an incredible guest for you today. We have Dr. Korosh Tinmani.
Yes, we're just going to call him Dr. Corey. And he's going to be talking to us about quantum consciousness. So Dr. Corey, as we're going to call him and many others call him, has many years of experience in the field of psychology and as a treatment counselor. And I found this extremely interesting, an investigative social worker. He has his own business in apparel manufacturing, but he has decided to pursue his career in psychology. And then he went on and furthered his credentials by exploring his research in business and law sciences as well. So without further ado, I would love to bring on our guest today, Dr. Corey. Well, we're having all kinds of problems with Blog Talk today. Let's see if we've got in here. Dr. Corey?
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Yes, actually, it's telling me now that it's mute when it's actually on. We're having all kinds of little problems with the radio show today, but that doesn't matter. We're going to endeavor to persevere and have, I know we're going to have a fabulous show because your quantum consciousness and research is just amazing. So, what got you into the realm of quantum consciousness?
And yes, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
Yes. I have, my research, professional background, I went into getting my PhD in psychology and a PhD in business. And those skills allowed me to go further researching in the area of parapsychology and consciousness, Kathleen. And the whole idea came up to me that I was a very, from the beginning of, my life when I was a little kid, going to school, and I was a very playful kid. I gone to school, and academic world was very, very kind of dry, cut and dry. Science was basically very fragmented to me, and I felt that basically it does not encompass the emotional intelligence that we all, humans have. We are emotional well-being. So this whole idea of furthering my personal search in the area of consciousness came about because I was a very intuitive child, And after basically having some, simple intuitive experience that many maybe children have, for me, it was basically as I grew older, basically it was like, that intuitiveness, that empathy, if you may call it, relating or that rapport with people in a deeper sense, it became like, that intuitiveness gone on steroids, if you will.
So give us an idea, before you go any further, though, give us an idea of what some of the intuitive experiences that you had as a child, so that our audience that's listening right now might be able to actually say to themselves when they hear this, oh my gosh, I went through that too.
Yes, it's basically in the area of psychology, and I did a lot of clinical work with people that struggled with these types of emotional issues, and working with kids over 10 years as a child protective investigator, social worker, I realized that there are many and is a lot of need in the community for kids and their parents along with this issue. And sometimes these genes type of thing, goes for generations. And through my work, I realized that, there are many kids struggling with that in school. They may call them simply, attention deficit or hyperactive as well, maybe added to it. There are many kids, and their parents, along the lines may go through a lot of emotional ups and downs, a lot of anxiety and fears and discomfort, in the social areas. And you have things that happens in schools, happens at home, happens in the society. People want to manage their stress, whether they're working, whether they're, professionals. At the personal level, at a professional level, at a political level, many of our politicians even don't know sometimes how to manage their stress up on the podium. And you see what kind of a ugly face it shows when these candidates go at each other. So it has different layers. different layers. Yes, and I decided that continue my research in the areas of consciousness, which deals with quantum physics, which deals with more of an esoteric or parapsychological or frequency arena, and with that, I basically became a in a forum-like activity with people, and I have created methods in order to get people engaged in such a program.
Well, can you share one of those methods with us, and since our listeners are going, gee, I'd really like to try this in order to focus more, maybe not be as stressed out, maybe be able to get a handle on my stress, or maybe even use this to help my child in school, because when you're dealing with a very sensitive child, they have a tendency to have anger issues because they're not really understood, and then they end up being put on medications that they didn't really need. All they really needed to do was learn how to control their anger and realize that maybe what they're experiencing is deeper than somebody else because they are so sensitive. So could you share with those stuff?
Yes, I'm happy to share with you because this is, of course, the help is out there for people who kind of like gets a little, things gets distracting, and these emotional issues creates phobias and anxiety and emotional distress that they do need maybe a psychologist or psychiatrist or a therapist in an area of psychological association licensed professionals that help these people, that has to be in place just for, stabilizing the person. But the arena that I deal with is life and career coaching and business consulting in the platform that I created, which is called Dreams. It's called Dreams Come True Coaching Circle. And that has different layers. Is an entertainment, fun, kind of, some people call, me like Dr. Corey in the, like the X-Men phenomenon that, people who get coached, I have like psychics, I have people who maybe are in the area of, law, or maybe they're politician, or maybe they're, they have life, maybe coaching or mentoring they need. And also a volunteer at SCORE, which is a small business administration counseling. So just to make this very simple for our audience to understand, because of my personal experience that I didn't find my answer with my parents when I was born into that family, when I didn't find my answer in school with academics, I furthered down my, I had a lot of ideas as a child. So I progressed going to school and gained my higher education with two masters and two PhDs. And I didn't find my answer in regular measuring science. So I had to go further down and create what is called telepathic consciousness research. And with that, I allow people...
Explain to our audience what that is. What does that mean, telepathic research?
Okay, yes. Just that quantum consciousness that you're talking about there are different vocabularies that are in alignment in order for people to understand what this is. So, for example... one of the things I got involved with to help me out as a tool was A Course in Miracles, which was a channeling of this psychologist who basically wrote that book. Another one that I came across was Abraham Hicks's Law of Attraction. And basically, through my career in this research and psychology and social work, and I didn't stop my research, but I closed, my academic world and progressed into this telepathic or quantum or empathic, if you will, consciousness research. Mm-hmm. And that is getting people to basically talk with me, just like yourself, in this very natural setting, whether it's on the phone, whether I come across people. So my hobby is basically is a research of search in this quantum or telepathic consciousness research. So by coming across people and talking to them and searching wherever I can, I come up with more ideas to put my ideas. I have put my ideas on my website. I put out my ideas I had done some automatic writings on Twitter. I have done my homework and I put my credentials up in my LinkedIn. So each one of these websites have their own, posts for people getting an idea of what my work is about. Ground level, with the consultation firm that I have, which is called Lifeguard Business Consulting, me and my wife, we are both basically consultants and coaches. She's an economist, and I am basically an entertainer. Because of the nature of this work, it's very complicated, which I made it simple. Just like Einstein, writing the formula E equals mc squared, he put a universal relativity formula in one little appetizing formula that anyone can memorize, for example. Mm-hmm. So I brought that for example, E equals MC squared, if you will, into a platform that everybody can come and play and have fun with and develop or get down to their deeper level of their consciousness while getting feedback from other leaders in that group, which is, as I mentioned, that Dreams Come True coaching circle that I created is like a Stonehenge, except people are sitting around the circle, you know, anywhere between 10 to 30 people. And these are for people who want to achieve their goals. They want to basically get, as I mentioned, deeper into their consciousness. They would like to share. They like to explore. And in that environment, at a ground level, people get their life coaching, career coaching, and business consulting all in the same portal.
Well, it would seem to me that if you are able to tap into your consciousness and figure out what is holding you back in life, that would have a direct effect on your business. Because if it's holding you back on a personal level, it often holds you back on a business level. Because let's say you have a low self-esteem, you're not really going to advocate for yourself in front of the boss, you know. So and at home, you're not going to advocate for yourself at home. And when you were a child, you probably didn't advocate for yourself in the classroom. So I can see where this would all tie together on a success level in life, dealing with life.
Absolutely. There are different layers in that triangle of personal, in the layer of professional, and in another layer of political. There is a different magnification that happens at each of these levels that basically are skills and our emotional well-being and our intuitiveness does affect all these different rings that we are in. So absolutely. The reason I created this method is because I personally didn't get that when I was a kid. I didn't get that when I went into academic arena, in other words, I didn't get that as a, place that people were into this art. I didn't get that in academics department with maximum research. And I dig all of these books. I'm Jewish from Iran. Originally, when I came here, it was 1979, but you know, I was only 14 years old. I was like feeling like I'm in a buffet, and I went crazy with all the books of self-development, you know, Think and Grow Rich, self-development books that was out there, Anthony Robbins and Jim Rome and, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, everything that, you may think, but the thing is that, research, academic research is something that you really want to, I decided to go there because I wanted to find out from the horse's mouth. And the measurements that we have in science does not acknowledge the esoteric consciousness of it, if you will, that basically is pretty much on a vibrational level. And when I was in psychology and someone maybe mentioned, those ideas of frequency, they kind of like pointing at us that you may want to consider becoming an engineer and go to the engineering department. Because they are the guys over there that they measure frequency.
Well, always said that, when it comes to what you were just talking about, science goes so far, being able to weigh things and measure things and see things, even if it's under a microscope, that science goes so far, and then power. And it's a lot more difficult to measure that higher power. And part of that is quantum consciousness, which we are now finding that we are finding ways to maybe not necessarily measure it, but to prove it exists. And that would be validation in our life plane or our daily life that's brought to us maybe through dreams. Because I noticed when I was researching you, there was something on your LinkedIn page about a dream university.
Yeah, Dreams Come True University, which is basically a university in frequency. So I play as an entertainer. As an entertainer, I have all kinds of hashtags. And if you go to my all of these, and that Dreams Come True University is a hashtag. So I want people to get into this conversation, to get engaged, be in contact with me, create these circles, get there free. I give your audience and everyone that I come in contact, basically that is interested. I even have a frequency evaluation coaching or free evaluation coaching that is. So I do work with people at different levels in order to get them to try it out. I, even for mixers, if people have in their organization, non-profit, for-profit, in between profits, if they have any type of a mixer, for example, and I could make it, to come and I have agreed to give up to 3 hours of this circle for people to try it out in their organization. You know, there are many times people have a hard time to collaborate and get the communication across and orchestrate their projects in order to get it done in speed and time and when they want it to be done. So these has been kind of all the tools that I created, which is basically invisible. it's not basically something that you can touch and measure. But if you, for example, have such a evaluation or qualification, if you will, in your company, in your with your staff, with yourself, in that communication, if you see, for example, even 1% improves in that day or in that month or in that statistical measurements that you're doing, let's say in your company or in your organization, that something, got aligned with this kind of a method or with this kind of a tool. So I come as a facilitator, the person, for example, in the organization that put this circle together, they are the leader of their own group. I just facilitate. So basically all this sort of communication or collaboration, basically, it becomes harmonized in such levels that basically they tell me that, you know, they can tell you if you want, or they may put a, some kind of a testimonial if it's working for them. And this is another opportunity. But I didn't get it from academic department. I didn't get that from the, you know, all these coaches that call themselves coaches many times. So I was pushed into this kind of a scenario in an entertaining way in order for people to have fun and make things happen.
Okay, so, you know, we're gonna take a quick break, and for those of you just tuning in, we have Dr. Karash Pimani, and I'm sure I probably just totally messed that up, but when we come back, we're going to have him say his name for you, and we're going to be talking about more quantum consciousness, so don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Hey, Jenna, have you seen the TV show Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod on Channel 99?
OMG, I love that show. It's with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. She's an international best-selling author, and Lori Boyle, the CEO of Lori Boyle Media.
Right. They're hosting a personal development seminar, Retreat for the Soul. It's about your dreams, meditation, healing, and the subconscious mind.
Ooh.
It sounds fun.
And rejuvenating. Let's go. Where do we sign up?
Their website, wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com. Do you have a great story to tell or do you want to write your memoir? Best-selling author Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Lori Boyle, CEO of Lori Boyle Media, are the hosts of the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio shows. Join their Writers Workshop Intensive to get writing and get published. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We have Dr. Corey with us right now, and he's talking about quantum
consciousness. And he was also talking about dreams, which, I'm extremely interested in dreams because my dreams actually diagnosed my breast cancer when the medical community missed it. And how did I know that the dreams did come true and they did actually diagnose it? Because I went and I had to stand in my power and speak my truth and not be dismissed in the medical community. And the pathology reports confirmed what the dreams were telling me. So, Dr. Corey, please tell us your name.
people usually call me Dr. Corey because I have a long name. Kurosh is my first name in full, which, it's a very old name. It's a Persian name. The first king of Persia was called Kurosh. Osiris, Peymani is my last name, full last name, and Peymani means basically a family that is already committed together. So that's basically the name of my my Persian name.
Your name, that's the name of your name, yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful name.
But
beautiful
for
name.
Short, mm-hmm. and for short, people call me Dr. Corey. That's basically, for professionally to move forward so they don't have to get caught up with the pronunciation and all. So that's what my name is about.
So, Dr. Corey, can you share with our listeners your website, how they can find you, and also your Facebook pages and all of that information?
Yes. Facebook, you can just Google me by name, Kurosh Peymani, K-O-O-R-O-S, like Sam H, last name P-E-Y, P like Paul, E like Edward, Y like yellow, M like Mary, A like apple, N like Nancy, I like ink, .com. I have some, fun stuff that, I'm with my wife also involved with supplementation, or I have research because I used to, when I was younger, I used to do bodybuilding and personal. I was a personal trainer in my 20s. So I was heavily involved in supplements and rejuvenation and whatnot. I was a massage therapist working with chiropractors and at the gym and different arena of that body consciousness at the time. Then, basically I have also supplements that I have listed in my website that basically it's good to raise the immunity when you want to raise the, get the maximum amount of frequency from each and every gene in your body. So I have blogs that I put on there. I have supplements for information I put up there. I also, me and my wife, we are involved with Nourish the Children, which is also nourishing the children food for supplementing malnourished kids around the world. So we have that listed there that we are involved with. So our business has a lot of different layers, but in my website, I have everything as a entertainment for, and fun. So you can familiarize yourself with those material. And LinkedIn, of course, has my credentials. And basically Twitter is my ideas that pretty much I do automatic writing, if you will. I put my ideas there. And, you mentioned dreams. We can talk more about that if you have a specific question.
Before we get into the dreams, though, I want to talk about the automatic writing that you've been talking about. Tell us a little bit of that and why you find this so helpful.
Twitter has been my idea chamber. I have worked, my dissertation actually was in psychology, was about, the name was Poetic Expression, which basically I qualitative study of people who basically it was about communications, and I worked, you know, it's a long story, but to make it short, automatic writing is something that I worked with many years in order to align my emotions, my thoughts, and my actions when I write, and I put my ideas there just to make a point. So, you know, everybody, you know, who may read these kind of stuff, maybe they get something or impression of their own. So it's very subjective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many times I may talk to some psychics who basically, you know, in that esoteric level, they need to talk to someone. And I have been coaching people in that arena as well, because for people who are psychic specifically, sometimes balancing out, you know, their emotional sense with their rationality and actions, you know, for any psychic to do business is not an easy task. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, because my business has that life and career coaching and business consulting layers to it, at this fun environment of, you know, evaluation coaching, many times I do, you know, help people in different levels. And it could be a CEO of a company that is, you know, has to kind of like, you know, make the company perform, and his communication has to be very laser and picked mm-hmm. up and understood to move on. Or it could be on the other, you know, side of the story with the psychic. Or maybe some people are just, you know, in their hobby, as they go, you know, singing karaoke, they have to perform as they, you know, there are many stand-up comedians, or there are many performers or actors and actresses that they just do as a hobby, something in an artistic mm-hmm. way. I mean, I talk to painters, for example, or people who have a writing block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of stuff really goes as high and as low down to the ground level. And I am with these people where the need is. So,
so we only got about 5 minutes left, so I really kind of wanted to touch on the dreams. How important are dreams to us in our lives?
Dreams are another way that the brain, if you will, at a, you know, factual level, you know, we have our chemistry of our, you know, my father was a medical doctor, so I also studied all this kind of stuff as well. So at a physical level, we have our interactive bodily fluid, if you will, or all these things as a chemistry that are happening. In another level, mental level, there are things that are happening in our, you know, brains. And then we steam off at a, you know, some people may call it as a temperature, if you will, or an esoteric level, that the messages come in that communicative way. Emotionally, it shows up, verbally, and our body reacts, and we see that in dreams or daydreaming or in our thought mm-hmm. as we're thinking or as mm-hmm. we're thinking. So we are maybe mm-hmm. rationally thinking, or maybe daydreaming, or we are dreaming when we are sleeping. So it has that triangular level consciousness, these dreams.
I've always said that our daydreams are little doors that open into our night dreams if we couldn't remember what that night dream was. So I really believe it's important that we write down our daydreams and journal them just as much as we write down and journal our night dreams. Well, we are down to our very last minute. You've got about 30 seconds. So what is the last thought you would like to leave our audience with?
Well, I just want them to, you know, meet me at my platform of Dreams Come True Circle, which is for people to come together around the world. I'm looking for authors, just like, you know, the A Course in Miracles, that is a platform. Abraham Hicks done a great job to bring that communication from the other side, if you will. And also Dreams Come True Coaching is communication portal or platform that people get to share their dreams and make it or make, you know, decide it or see it or share it to come true.
So if you're listening now, you're a blogger or you're an author and you would like to share your dreams, maybe dreams that came true, make sure that you check out Dr. Corey's website and his LinkedIn and his Facebook and Twitter, because it sounds like he is doing some absolutely fantastic and fascinating work in quantum consciousness. So I want to
guarantee that there is no such a thing out there yet.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We almost couldn't get on here. I was like starting to panic as I was running around the house trying to pick up the signal, and we had a couple of lightning strikes, but we didn't lose anything. We came right back on. So, you know, the gods were
my
with
pleasure.
Us. We know that quantum consciousness worked, you know. So thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you back again. So,
thank you. I appreciate it. It's
everybody.
Been fun.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for hanging in there with us tonight. And make sure you tune in to my Monday video show on New Earth International. Go to Facebook, The Cat's Cannabis Show. It's going to be live in about 15 minutes. So you can go there and watch the video of the show. Thank you again, everybody, for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Dr. Corey.
You
were awesome.
Thank you.
And until next time,
appreciate
take
it.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show. If you would like to comment or have an idea for the show or have a question for Kat or one of our guests, please visit her on Facebook at Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. This show and previous shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio, accessible from survivingcancerland.com and accessyourinnerguide.com. Join us again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a great week.